Fix these words of mine in your hearts and minds. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Teach them to your children, talking about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. Deuteronomy 11:18-20. Come, all little children, hear a special word. It's time to tell another story of our Lord. Everyone is welcome. You can bring a guest. Come and share our Savior. It's time for SOS. S-O-S.
S-O-S.
Share our Savior.
Share our
Savior. S-O-S.
S-O-S.
Calling on the Lord.
Calling on the Lord.
Hello again, and welcome to SOS, which stands for That's right, Share Our Savior. My name is Dave, but you can call me Mr. SOS. I'm so happy that you are listening to another SOS Children's Nighttime program. I pray that God will bless you during our time together and that you will be inspired to go and SOS
Share Our Savior
with your friends. Today I'm going to tell you a story about a young girl and boy who helped a person in need. Once upon a time, there was a king who invited the children from a country village to his castle. This was a special thing because these children had never been to the king's castle before. Hundreds of children traveled to the castle to see the king. As they entered the castle, the king welcomed them and gave each of them a special gift. He got down on his knee, looked each one of them in the eye, and handed them a roll of string. That's right, a roll of string. As he handed them the roll of string, he said, "Keep this with you, use it wisely, and help others when you can. And when you do, you will strengthen yourself." All of the children in the village could be seen carrying their roll of string, wherever they went and whenever they were out playing. One day there was a great tragedy. It seemed that someone had fallen down a deep, dark hole. It was so deep and dark that no one could tell who was trapped inside. This person would die if something wasn't done to save them. People began to gather at the hole and began to figure out, well, what are we going to do? You see, there were no ladders or special machines around in those days. A young girl made her way through to the front of the crowd of adults and looked down the deep, dark hole. One adult squeezed the back of her neck and pulled her away, saying, "You're just a child. You can't help this person trapped in the hole." But the little girl remembered what the king gave her and what he had said. "Keep this with you, use it wisely, and help others when you can. And when you do, you will strengthen yourself." So the little girl pushed her way to the front of the crowd once again to the hole where the person was trapped. She took her roll of string and began to lower it down the deep, dark hole. The adults standing around began to snicker, and some were saying, "Look at this child and her little roll of string. She actually thinks that string will help save this person." Suddenly, the string became tight. The little girl began to pull on the string with all her might. It looked like the string would snap at any moment. She sat down to rest for just a little moment, and another little boy came forward. He was watching the girl and her roll of string. He rushed over to her and sat down beside her, saying, "Can I help you try and save this person trapped in this deep, dark hole?" The little girl said, "I don't even think the two of us will work because my string's just not strong enough." But the little boy remembered what the king gave to him and what he said. "Keep this with you, use it wisely, and help others when you can. And when you do, you will strengthen yourself." So the little boy jumped to his feet and he said, "Look what the king gave me. Let's take my roll of string and combine it with your roll of string. Then we'll have twice as much strength." The little girl sprang to her feet saying, "That is one very good idea.
And so the two little children combined their individual rolls of string, and they lowered them down the deep, dark hole. Once again, the adults standing around began to snicker and pointing to the children, saying, "Look at these children. They actually think their two strings will help save this trapped person in the hole." Suddenly, the two strings became tight. The two children began to pull with all their might. And still, it didn't work. The little boy said, "I will run to the village and tell the other children." And so he did. The little boy ran as fast as he could over the hills and down the winding path. Several minutes had passed. And then, all of a sudden, you could see children coming from the village. There were hundreds of children running as fast as they could over the hills and down the winding path. And each child carried with them their roll of string. As the children arrived, they began to combine their individual rolls of string. Hundreds of children were wrapping their roll of string together with all the other children's roll of string. It looked very strange. There was string all over the place. The adults standing around had never seen anything like this before. As the children combined all of their rolls of string, they discovered that when you put together hundreds of individual rolls of string, what you make is a very strong and durable string thing. That's right, a string thing. And so the little girl and little boy put their small hands around one end of the string thing while the other children helped lower the loose ends of the string into the deep, dark hole. Then one child grabbed on, and then another child, and then lots of children began to grab a bunch of the strings in their hand. And then a very old man stepped forward, and he grabbed on to the string thing, and another adult grabbed on, and still more children, and everybody grabbed onto the string thing and began to pull with all their strength. Suddenly, at the top of the hole appeared the person who was trapped in the hole all of this time, and he had a big smile on his face. The whole crowd of adults and children gave a big It wasn't until that very moment did everyone know who was trapped in that deep, dark hole all this time. When the person trapped was the king. That's right, the children had helped save the king. And from that day forth and forevermore, the king declared that all households in that village should display a string thing on their wall to remind them that when you work together to help others, you strengthen yourself. The end. Isn't this a great story? That little girl obeyed the king. She used her roll of string to save the person who needed help. And because of what she did, the little boy and other children and even the adults standing around snickering came forward to help also. Each of you children who are listening today has been given a roll of string from a king. That's right. Jesus, the King of Kings, has given you many talents, many gifts. And Jesus wants you to keep them with you, use them wisely, and help others when you can. And when you do, you will strengthen yourself. Kids, I am a Christian. As a Christian, I am called by Jesus to serve others whenever I can. Remember the string thing story and step forward to help others when you can. You will make Jesus so very happy when you do, and you will be much happier too. Those people who help others become stronger in their faith. You will see. In the Bible, there is a very special verse in the Gospel of Matthew. I'm going to ask one of our SOS kids to read that verse for us now. Robbie, would you read that?
Jesus said, "Just as you did it to one of the least of these, you did it to me." Matthew 25, verse 40. And Jesus said, "Just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me." Matthew 25, verse 45.
Thank you, Robbie. Isn't that a great verse to remember? Jesus said, "When you help another person, I feel like you're helping me. And when you can help another person and don't, I feel like you are not wanting to help me." Let's sing this verse together, shall we? This is a great way to remember a Bible verse.
Just as you did to one of the least of these,
just as you did. You did it to me. Just as you did.
I was thirsty
to one of the least of these. Just as you did.
You gave me drink.
You did it to me. Just as you didn't.
I was hungry
to one of the least of these. Just as you didn't.
You gave no food.
You didn't to me. Just as you didn't.
I was a stranger
to one of the least of these. Just as you didn't.
No welcome here.
You didn't to me. Just as you did.
I'm in prison
to one of the least of these. Just as you did.
You visited me.
You did it to me. Just as you did.
I was thirsty
to one of the least of these. Just as you did.
You gave me drink.
You did it to me. Matthew 25, verse 40. Matthew 25, verse 45. Matthew 25, verse 40. Matthew 25, verse 45. You did it to me.
You gave me drink.
You did it to me.
You visited me.
You did it to me.
I hope you will always remember this Bible verse as you grow older.
Jesus said, just as you did to one of the least of these, the service that you did for them was also done to me. The service that you didn't for them, you also didn't to me. Let us pray.
Thank you, Jesus, for this day. Thanks that I am free. Grant that I may always know that you died and rose for me. When I'm sleeping or awake, I pray that you will be right beside me, now and always. I give my life to thee. Amen.
Take what you have heard now, and remember as you play, if you stay close to Jesus,
you'll have a carefree day.
'Cause he is always with you.
He will always care.
Jesus gives us strength
that comes to us in prayer.
He will always listen.
He is in this place.
Jesus is your Savior.
Put on a happy face.
Have a great week, my friends, and remember, don't worry.
Be happy.
I'm happy.
I'm happy.
In Jesus.
In Jesus.
I'm happy that Jesus saved my soul. He likes me.
He likes me.
That's why he.
That's why he.
Died that I might be forever whole. You're doing good. Come on. I'm happy.
I'm happy.
In Jesus.
In Jesus.
I'm happy that he's right by my side. He likes me.
He likes me.
That's why he.
That's why he.
Gave the gift of everlasting life. Let's do it again. I'm happy.
I'm happy.
In Jesus.
In Jesus.
I'm happy that Jesus saved my soul. He likes me.
He likes me.
That's why he.
That's why he.
Died that I might be forever whole. You're doing good. I'm happy.
I'm happy.
In Jesus.
In Jesus.
I'm happy that he's right by my side. He likes me.
He likes me.
That's why he.
That's why he.
Gave the gift of everlasting life. I'm happy.
I'm happy.
In Jesus.
In Jesus.
I'm happy.
I'm happy.
In Jesus.
In Jesus.
I'm happy.
I'm happy.
In Jesus.
In Jesus.
Gave the gift of everlasting life.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus, for this day. Thanks that I am free. Grant that I may always know you died and rose for me. As I go to sleep this night, I pray that you will be right beside me now. My life to thee. I give my life to thee.
Thank you, Jesus, for another day. Thank you, Jesus, for this day. Thanks that I am free. Grant that I may always know that you died and rose for me. And as I go to sleep this night, I pray that you will be right beside me now and always. I give my life to thee. Amen. I'm so glad that you listened to your SOS nighttime tape. I hope it helps you to know that you are loved and cared for. And may you be filled with good health, happiness, and an abundance of hope, knowing that Jesus is beside you now in spirit. Good night, my friend, and may God bless you.